Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 19th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two, we're going to talk to our friends at UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have in studio with us our good friend, Jillian Alekna, Marketing and Events Coordinator with our good friends at Visit Rome, Wisconsin. We say a big thank you to the Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank for sponsoring this segment. A shout out to them and appreciation to them. Buy local and support local, everybody. And support our friends in Rome. We're going to show you and give you a bunch of different ways to fun ways to do that. Jillian, how you been?
Good. Definitely busy. Like I was telling Pam earlier, a lot of our summer activities have slowed down, but that in no way means that the fun in Rome has slowed down. Yeah. We're still just as busy as ever.
Jillian, I think in some ways you could make an argument. It's just picking up.
Yeah.
Especially as we get closer to the fall months mm-hmm. and how beautiful Rome is in the fall. Winter, there's so much to do over there.
Yes.
So I don't know. It used to be, actually, I think when I was a kid, I think a lot of people, at least that I knew, thought of the Rome area as, okay, well, winter is when it's really busy. Fall and winter is when it gets a little bit busy over there. But with the rise of Spring Valley and some of the things that have gone on over there with that, and golf being so much bigger over there than it's yeah. ever been, and a lot of businesses arriving with that, there is no off-season for the Rome
yeah,
area anymore. It's
there
a year-round
really isn't.
Thing. So it's not surprising to hear how busy you guys are mm-hmm. Over there. We appreciate the work that you and Lisa do over there at
yeah,
Visit Rome.
Well,
you do a great
you.
Job. We're going to kick things off with an event going on tonight.
Yeah, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hoozles at the Lakes. They will be having Shandini Magic. They've had him before. He will be performing roving magic. So enjoy some excellent close-up sleight-of-hand magic at your table from a master magician.
He's so, very good at what he yes. does. I've seen him quite a few times, and I'm pretty sure if that's who I think it is, old high school friend of mine and everything, and a very good artist. Does a really good, he's been doing this for decades, I want to say, at least a decade or two he's been doing this. Very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of this anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of that, your local magician or your magician that it does the close stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of magicians nowadays that do things on TV or mm-hmm. that. You don't get to see a lot of in-person magic anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a good opportunity. And again, that's going on 6 to 8 tonight over at wonderful Hoozles at the Lakes. Tomorrow, got a great one going on with our Rome Farmers Market.
Yeah, we only have two farmers markets left.
I was afraid to ask. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have the one tomorrow, September 20th, and then our final one is September 27th. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies.
It's a wonderful way to buy local, support our ag industry and our vendors, and
yeah.
hear, and have a great time, too. Farmers markets were something I went to a lot as a kid, mm-hmm. and they were always fun, but they were produce, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and you got, I think the fun part when I was a kid was talking to the vendors and mm-hmm. just getting to know people from out of state and some of that. And this was something that we did in northern Chicago when I was
yeah.
a kid and everything. But our farmers markets now, it's a party. Like, there's all
yeah.
kinds of ton of fun things going on, especially if you're, you know, bring kids down and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's always like face painting and different things like that going on. Farmers markets have changed in all in good ways. That's really
yes.
cool. And all the more way for us to buy local and support local.
Exactly.
And this Saturday, the 21st, we're going to the birds.
Yeah, it's the day for the birds, running from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. So the day kicks off with a bird outing and presentation at Loyola Marsh from Ashley Steinke, a member of Audubon Society. If you're interested in joining the outing, plan on meeting at Visit Rome's Visitor Center, which our address is 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Meet there around 9:45 a.m. The group will then depart from our visitor center at about 10 o'clock a.m. Head over to Loyola Marsh for an hour guided walk and presentation about prairie chickens and grassland bird habitat.
Oh, cool.
We do have free coffee and donuts available before the outing. But that's not all, guys.
Mm.
But wait, there's more. At 12:30 p.m. back at the Visit Rome office, we'll be having members of the Raptor Education Group, or Reggie, give a fun 45-minute educational presentation along with 4 to 5 live avian ambassadors.
Oh, cool.
I don't know who these
yeah.
avian ambassadors
yeah.
are, but they're sure to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
get up close and personal and meet some raptors. This event is great for all ages. And then from 1:30 to about 3:30, 4-ish, we will be hosting a kids' wild bee hotel building activity at our visitor center.
Oh, cool.
Although it is kids, any age is welcome to join. Mm-hmm. And we encourage the kids to make a colorful shelter for native bees that they can hang in their trees at home. Snacks and drinks will be available for free during the presentation and the activity. So whether you can make it to all three of these little mini events within the big event, or if you can only make one or even part of one, absolutely do it.
Yeah. Not only it feels like a family event, but I know a lot of our listeners do a similar thing that I do here, where I hear you talk about an event and I immediately think of people I know that would enjoy the event.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's an age thing and sometimes it's a location thing even.
Yeah.
But with this one, I immediately thought of my mom and dad. And my mom is an avid bird lover and watcher. And I think that's it's something she loves to learn. I don't think she knows a lot about certain parts of this, so I think she would enjoy it. And then immediately as we got talking about it, I thought of my nephews.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my nephews would love this. So it's a cool, really cool idea that
it
all
really
ages
is.
Could really enjoy. And an event like this too, we're able to bring events like this back when they're popular.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know if I'm being too blunt or if I'm blunt enough, but I love something like this. I love the idea. It's an original idea. It's a very cool thought. We want this to be well attended.
So
make sure do you need to register for this or pre-register for this or anything?
No, you do not need to pre-register
at all. So, even if it's something that, the day of, and you're like, oh, you know what? We could fit this in.
Yeah.
Come on by. Stop by. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saturday, September 21st, got a meat raffle going on.
Yeah, we have a couple meat raffles. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, like you said, 21st at Lake Sherwood Lodge from 1 to 3 p.m. And then exactly 1 week later is another 1 to 3 p.m. meat raffle, but this time at Cal's Corner.
Mm.
And as we get further into fall and winter, you are going to see more meat raffles kind of pop up. It is a Wisconsin thing,
yeah.
So get your freezers ready,
I guess. Exactly. They are becoming more and more popular. And you kind of called this, Jillian. You said these were going to be big as soon as they started showing up on our list here and everything. They are big. They are popular.
Yeah.
Wednesday, September 25th. This is another one of those cool ideas going on over at the Lester Library of Rome.
Yeah. From 5 to 6 p.m., they will be having a craft, DIY fuse beads. Now, I don't know if any of the listeners have done these before, but they're those little plastic beads that you put a sheet over and I think you iron and they stick together.
I've just seen it before.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I've seen it. Yeah.
I did it, I don't know how many years ago, I'm a little rusty.
Hmm. That's cool that you know what it is, though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can use a template or just create your own fun mosaic design.
Hmm.
This is a family-friendly event, and all supplies are included for you to enjoy.
Hmm.
However, we ask that you pre-register by either stopping by the Lester Library of Rome or calling their phone number, which is 715-325-8990.
Really gives them an opportunity to know how much supplies they need, how much space they're going to need and everything. So pre-registering for this event is really helpful. Friday, September 27th, Mini Pumpkin Crates Craft at Lester Public Library. Is there an age limit on this one? I'm asking for a friend because this sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, all right, good to know.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Create your own set of mini pumpkins using wooden crates. Space is limited for the event and registration is required. So in order to pre-register, like I mentioned before, stop by the library or call their phone number. If you do register and later realize that you cannot attend, please also let them know because they often have a wait list of four programs and can then reach out to someone else and give them the opportunity to attend.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to be sure to let them know about that one and get ready to have some fun because that sounds like a great event. They do so many great things at the Lester Library.
They
really got it down over there. It's a great place. Great people over there. Saturday, well, we're already looking to it October. This happens every month to us, where it just sneaks up on us. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. October, where did you come from?
Yeah.
October, Saturday, October 5th, Woodland Lutheran Church has a chili fest going on.
Yeah, it's perfect their timing. Annual chili fest, quilt, craft, rummage, and bake sale. It'll be held at the church, so 280 14th Avenue, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. The rummage, craft, quilt, bake sale runs the entirety of the event, so 9 a.m. to 3. There will be horse cart rides at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the chili part, chili will be served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it is all you can eat. There is a cost, so adults are $8, children 3 to 12 are $4, and under 3 are free.
It's going to be a really fun event. Mark your calendars for that one. October 5th, Woodland Lutheran Church Chili Fest. It's going to be a fun time. We are speaking with our friend Jillian from Visit Rome. We again want to say a big thank you to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment and giving us a chance to hang out with Jill. Another event going on October 5th, Jillian.
Yeah, and we're back at Lester Library of Rome.
There we are. All right.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. will be a paint a pumpkin craft. If you're looking for a family-friendly fall craft to do, stop into the library to paint a pumpkin. They will have all the supplies needed for the project and some fun ideas for inspiration. Otherwise, you can always just be creative and decorate it however you want.
Yeah. You know, Jillian, and I, this is personal. I don't talk about this very often, but I think this is a safe place, and it's just between you and I.
Yeah.
I'm 47. I've made a lot of pumpkins in my life, and my kids are out of the house. They're all in their 20s and everything now, so I don't have any creative people to help me making a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I need help. This is a great place to go for ideas. It's a great place to go to, you know, how do I make a new pumpkin face? How do I do this? They can help me over there at the Lester Public Library. That's great. It's a great time. That should be fun. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And again, mark your calendars for all these events. Or you could just hang out at the Lester Public Library.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of great things going
on
over there.
Honestly, this entire segment should just be called What's at the Library?
Yeah. That's a good name. You named it. That's a great name for it, too. I like that. It'll be the segment inside the show. Show inside the show kind of thing.
Yeah.
And more going on at the library, Jillian, on Wednesday, October 9th.
It's the Rome Garden Club meeting. I believe it might be the last one of the season.
I think so.
Don't quote me on that if I'm wrong. From 9:30 to about 11 a.m., October's session will be all about growing garlic and walking onions, which if you're like me, you looked up what the heck is a walking onion.
Yeah.
They're like tiny onions, and I think they get their name because when they shoot out their roots or runners, it looks like they're kind of walking out of the garden.
Interesting. I got to look that
up.
Go
figure.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that.
Registration is required ahead of time. You can do that same way we've been doing all of these other events, by either visiting the library or calling.
Yeah. We got a big event coming up at the Lester Library of Rome, October 14th, and this runs through November 3rd.
Yeah, so it's their second annual Scarecrow Walk contest.
So glad they brought this back.
Yes. The Scarecrow Walk is an outdoor event throughout the month of October on the trails behind the Lester Public Library of Rome. Businesses, organizations, families, and individuals are all invited to build a scarecrow to place along the trail. To encourage some Halloween fun and friendly competition, library visitors will be able to vote for their favorite scarecrow, and there will be prizes for first through third place. You will be in charge of creating, building your own scarecrow. The library will provide a stake or a fence post for you to lean that scarecrow up against if needed, or just put it by that stake or fence post. The theme this year is storybook, and all entries should fit the theme, but feel free to be creative. Visit Rome already has a theme. I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to wait and find out. Your scarecrow should... Excuse me. Please sign up by October 8th to reserve your spot. Yeah. Your scarecrow must be up by October 13th and removed on or by November 4th.
Yeah. We want the Scarecrow's family friendly too. Yes. Keep that in mind, everybody. And I want this to be fun for everybody. And it can be. So enjoy this one. Get in on this one. Voting will take place during the library hours, it looks like, Jillian.
Yeah. So you can vote during library hours. But if you're after hours and you just want to look at your favorite one again, mm-hmm. The Scarecrows can be viewed at any time.
Excellent.
And you will get one free vote for your favorite Scarecrow, but you can get additional votes by donating items to the Adams County Food Pantry.
That's a great way to do that, and yeah. I love to see our nonprofits working together, as always. If people want to sign up for this, they got to do it by October 8th to reserve yes. a spot. And how can they do that, Jillian?
Either stop in at the library, email Nicole Menzel at nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org. Or call the library's phone number, which is, again, 715-325-8990.
It's such an awesome idea. I hope this gets well attended. We get lots of scarecrows out there. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to everybody involved. I love this idea. It's such a fun one. I wish we had something like that here, or you know, something that we could do, because that's a lot of fun. Thursday, October 17th, we got a good one coming up at our friends over at Hoozle's.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. They're having another Pour Your Own Epoxy event. Mm-hmm. They've had these a few times, and they always seem to sell out mm-hmm. pretty fast.
Yeah, they really do.
Join us for a fun, informative, and hands-on workshop where you'll craft your very own Epoxy River charcuterie board or Lazy Susan. You can select up to 2 epoxy colors when you arrive. You do get a complimentary drink ticket included with the purchase of the class ticket. Mm-hmm. After the class, your project will undergo a finishing process, which normally takes around 3 weeks. So, unfortunately, you can't take home your project day of.
Yeah.
Once they're done, your projects can be picked up right at Hoozle's.
And it's worth the wait.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a pretty cool opportunity. I know that my dad wanted to do this last year because of the Lazy Susan thing. He's always wanted to make. He's worked in construction his whole life. He never got to make one of those. He really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things that you can do for your own home with this class. Mm-hmm. And hey, have a good time at Hoozle's. You can't have a bad time at Hoozle's.
Yeah, you really can't.
So a wonderful combination of things right there. That's going to be a good one. Do people need to register for that one, Joanne?
Yes, they do. They do have to register ahead of time, and all ticket sales are final. However, if you're unable to attend, you can send someone in your place.
That's kind of a cool idea. That's a really great way to make use of the ticket if unable.
Yeah.
And Saturday, October 19th, the Tri-Norris Colorama coming up, another big event.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., come enjoy the sight of autumn leaves of 4 area counties from the top of our 55-meter ski jump. You can either take the hike to the top, and I will say it is kind of a hike.
Yeah.
Or you can catch a lift on a UTV and ride to the top. So if you really don't want to take the hike, there are other options.
That's pretty cool.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
And you can also enjoy a little shopping with our area vendors, as well as a bowl of chili or soup while listening to live music at the chalet. So a lot of your craft vendors that you would see at the farmers market are actually at this event.
Very cool. And Jillian, as we're wrapping up here, there is a couple of other events we want to make sure to mention. Saturday, October 19th, Paranormal Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Back at Lester Library from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. with Chad Lewis, who's spent the past 30 years searching out unique and bizarre stories and histories from around the world. This whole program will be about some of these stories that take place right here in Wisconsin.
That's very cool. This is something that we know that the area usually responds well to, so be sure to mark your calendar. Saturday, October 19th, Paranormal Wisconsin at Lester Library. And Friends of Sandhill Crane Watch is coming up also Saturday, October 19th.
Yep, 3 to 5:30 p.m., join the Friends of Sandhill for a crane watch off the dike near the viewing area on the marsh. Wear camo or neutral colored clothing and footwear that can get wet because we're in a marsh. Mm-hmm. pre-register by October 16th by sending a check made out to the Friends of Sandhill. It is $15 per person. And if you have any other questions, contact Vicki Palin at VPA. alen@tds.net, or call the phone number 715-652-3131.
Thursday, October 24th, Chandini going to be back doing some magic at Hoozles at the Lakes from 6 to 8. That's going to be a lot of fun. And as we wrap up, Jillian, kids' Halloween party coming up October 26th.
Yes, it's back.
Yeah.
Something wicked this way comes. The time has come again for the annual kids' Halloween party in the Rome Town Center, organized and sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE and Visit Rome. This event will be October 26th from 1 to 3. Things to look forward to include trick-or-treating around the square, candy being handed out by local businesses and organizations, a petting zoo, or a mini petting zoo, including alpacas,
wow,
balloon animals, DJ, live music, a photo booth in the gazebo, some fun games, and also you can win a prize for best costume.
I remember being a kid with my little sister and doing this and enjoying it and having such a fun time. We had a blast. And we didn't have half of these things back then.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have no petting zoo or a DJ or any of that stuff. And it was already fun. You add this stuff on top of it, it's going to be a blast, not just for the kids, but for the parents as well. Nobody does Halloween or Christmas, for that matter, like the Rome Town Center. It's one of the best places to go to celebrate the holidays. I'm looking forward to that for the kids. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
You guys also got to make sure to take a lot of pictures.
Yes.
We got to share those. We got to see that. So these kids in their Halloween costumes nowadays are amazing. Mark your calendar for all of these events and find out more at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Jillian, say hi to Lisa for us, and a big thank you for the time, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll talk again next month. Yep. We say a big shout out to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Thank you to them, as always. And again, find out more at visitromewi.com and be sure to follow them on social media. We'll have more coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.